Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
I'm not sure you truly understand the full gamut of what lies ahead. Consider your triumphs, your failures. So many have told us that we will not succeed. Your family is not worthy. Your sons, your daughters, your wives, your husbands, nor your co-workers, and not even your bosses. Many said you could never rise to the challenge. Many said you are the poster child of successions. But I say nay to all those naysayers. You can save. You can find the deals. Your families no longer have to pay full price. Your families can stream movies, stream music, and have two-hour delivery. And all of those who don't believe, look them in the eye and say, you will do all they say you can't, and you'll get it all from Amazon in 2 days. Now let's prove them all wrong and shop Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. We will all smile at the box that smiles back to Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show. Show.
Okay, you can't be Snapchatting me, Lip. The speakers are open.
I don't have the speakers even plugged in.
Oh, well, I heard something that was in the background. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show for another fun-filled show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who is Stanley Walker on Will and Grace.
Who?
Stanley Walker.
Don't even know. Little Stanley Walker walking down the street.
No,
didn't know what to do, so he jumped in front of him. He's like, oh, girl.
Stanley Walker is the guy, the character that's Karen Walker's husband that nobody ever sees.
Got it.
And she always complained that he was his... I hate it when I have to explain a joke.
No, okay. So I know now that you said, all you had to do was say Karen Walker's husband, and I knew who that was.
I said Stanley Walker.
I didn't know his name was Stanley. I thought his name was like Willis or something.
Willis Walker?
Willis or Hamilton. Hamilton Walker.
Hamilton Walker.
Yeah, Hamilton. Like,
yes, thank you.
His name is Bilious.
We've got letters.
We got letters.
Now, this is something that we don't do too often because...
We got tomatoes with the lettuce?
We do, but we don't do letters too often because normally they're just people bitching about stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
They're taking the whole Corey approach to everything. If they ain't bitching, they ain't living.
Breathing. But...
Well, you can't live without breathing. The hell is wrong with you two?
No, you can live without breathing.
Can you?
Yes.
How?
You can...
How, Sway?
You can be brain alive and lung dead.
Yeah, but they put your body on that thing that makes your body breathe for you. Boom. Lawyer.
All right. You need oxygen to have a heartbeat, right?
Exactly.
Off the Twitter, we got checking in off of the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, at the top of the show. Oh, it is Martha Moo. What it do off the Twitter?
Hey, girl.
There she is. There she is. Somebody else was chiming in, too, and they came in so damn fast I couldn't read them. Oh. Who else is there?
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Jim Amato.
Oh.
Hey, Jim. Jim, you get a lot of play on the Michael Mara show. He does big things over there, and I'm happy to know him.
Nice.
I am. All right, letters.
Yes, letters.
And oh.
Today's letter is brought to you by the letter O.
There's so many.
Like, oh, snaps.
Oh, snaps. Lady K sent in.
Oh.
She sent in her message. So we have to stop right here. Only because I mentioned Jim Amato, I did my Scott Shannon. He's the only one that's going to get that because you two rubes are horses' asses.
Yep.
It's all right.
Lady K has checked into the virtual studios. There she is. There she is. Lady, please rise, ladies and gentlemen, for Lady K to enter into the virtual studios. Oh, look. There she is. She's just... She seems to have lost something. What is she looking for? I'm going to look over here and just take a quick glance. Oh, it seems that she's on all fours on the bottom of the studio here, and it seems that She seems to be searching for her crack rock. It seems that she's dropped her crack rock and she's just all over the floor. I don't think you'll find that's carpet. That's carpet, Lady K. Oh, at least she looks lovely though in her torn jeans. And it's just she's just beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah, just there torn right through the air.
She's in. Who knew that the one and only Lady K had such a crack addiction? But there she is, picking it up off the ground now. She's just doing her fingers like little pinchers, thinking, "Oh, it's not over there." Oh, but she's beautiful though. She's beautiful. So welcome to the virtual studios, there, Lady K. I actually got a tweet from somebody asking me, what is the point? Lady K off the Twitter. All fours, question mark. Crack, question mark. Lady K, what you meant to tweet in was, crack is whack. Crack is cheap.
Unless it's her ass crack.
She was pinching, trying to pick up my crack. Ooh. Oh! I did get a tweet from someone asking me, why are there gunshots during the Lady K thing? It's because D-Tay came up with that, because he thinks every time that Queen of England music is playing, that somebody is firing off shots. So
they kill themselves with joy.
They kill themselves with joy. We have letters.
Today's many, letters. Many letters.
Today on Sesame Street.
We are going to visit the letter.
Yes. All right. So we got a couple of letters. And the only reason why I pulled out some of these letters, because some of these letters are really old.
Like 2,000 years ago?
Probably so, when Jesus was born.
Also known as the Bible.
Wait, hold up, guys. Can you believe Jesus is 2,017 years old?
He looks good to be 2,017.
All right.
I mean, he doesn't look a day over 2,000 to me.
And it was funny because Jesus was born the same day the earth was created.
The earth was
created 2,017 years ago. Did you know that?
That's not properly right, because then what does BC stand for?
Before creation. Boom. I read that on a tweet somewhere. That like they're like, the earth is 2,017 years old. I was like, kill yourself. Go ahead, butt a knife and play in traffic.
We have letters.
So lip.
So today we're going to visit the letter J.
For jerk off. Am I allowed to say that? I just said it.
How about the letter W for won't get to these damn emails?
All right, today we have letters.
Today we're visiting the
Lady
letter
K, stop it. She's sending all four jokes in now.
Oh, nice. Let's hear one.
Does it come with pictures?
It doesn't. Don't start that because I've... dude, every time you guys mention pictures, you don't know what I get over here.
Lady K, you can send those pictures to me.
No, no, Lady... She won't.
She won't, but she can.
Lady K is mine, bro. Back.
I know.
Off.
I know. Right. And Matamu don't send me nothing.
Yeah, because you piss her off every time she says something to you.
That's because she doesn't understand that I am a very like private person off mic.
Yeah.
That like I don't talk to.
You've said that several times, and it's really hard for her. I'm gonna defend you, Martha Moo. It's really difficult for Martha Moo to even comprehend the fact that you are a very private person when we have such a public radio show.
I know, right?
And worldwide. That is an oxymoron.
I'm
private, but I have a TV show. It makes no sense. By the way, did I mention we've got letters?
Today we're visiting a letter.
I can't think of a word for X. For xylophone.
We're today.
Like, I don't know. Is it lip? Come on, give me something I can work on.
This is so much fun. I don't want to read the letters because they're going to suck.
Today we're visiting a letter N.
No. How dare you? All the black people are offended.
See, my first initial thought was negative.
That was not my official thought.
Of course it wasn't yours.
No, my official thought was nutmeg.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm fat.
Oh, yes, you are.
Lady K said, read the damn letters.
Today we're visiting the letter O.
I said that in the beginning of the show.
Every time Lip does his radio voice, I like it. It makes me happy.
It does.
Now, Lady K sends me the pictures. Matamark the Moo sends you the pictures. I send my pictures to Lip.
Matamu don't send me no pictures.
Well, I send my nudes all to Lip.
Lip gets my pictures, too.
He likes it. He doesn't,
I know.
He doesn't say that he likes it, but I can see it in his eyes.
When he sent me back the text message that says, stop. What I really read is don't stop.
Yeah, don't stop. Get it. That's what I, when you send me the text back to say stop, and then even that one time, Dita, he was so funny. I mean, he must have really been enjoying it. That one time he sent me that restraining order. Dude, I was like, he must really like these pictures.
Right?
So I sent him video.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to kick it up
a
notch.
The good thing is that it kept freezing, so I just deleted it.
See,
I don't know what it was.
At one point, he had his girl say, seriously, stop sending my husband these pictures. And I was like, oh, so you want more?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, that's what I interpreted too. That time that she sent me, she showed up at my house. She was holding a baseball bat. She hit me with it a couple of times, and I just took that as the fact that he wanted me to send him some BSDM videos.
That's what I was thinking. Like, Lip likes it rough. I sent him a picture one time of my balls just duct taped. Duct tape my balls. Because I know how rough he likes it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I ripped all my hairs off. Yeah. I ripped all my hairs off getting the duct tape off. Yeah. But it was worth it to make sure that Lip was happy. Today, we got letters.
Yeah, we have letters. We have letters.
A letter W.
Lip, you keep revisiting the same
letters.
Does your alphabet have any more letters than O, L, and W? No.
He has a five-letter alphabet. No wonder he can't spell nothing.
No wonder why he keeps rejecting our pictures.
Wasn't one of the episodes the G is silent?
The G is silent.
Because he don't have it. He doesn't even know it's a letter.
Hey, we've got letters.
Damn, we're seeing the letter O.
That's only three. And he's dead serious too.
That wasn't even a callback. No. He really thought that we were on the letter O.
Yeah. Lip, give us we've got letters, Lip.
Today we're visiting the letter A for ass.
Oh, I'm so glad I came today.
I know, man. These listeners.
With Lip's short letter, Corey wearing the Ash Ketchum hat.
It's my Stranger Things
hat. It's a Pokemon hat.
We have this argument every time I wear this hat.
Then stop wearing the hat.
I love this hat.
Well, he's bald.
Well, I love Pokemon, and I know that you're imitating.
I am not bald,
so, okay,
Lip.
So, I come to the conclusion, like, you think that hat's associated with Stranger Things, but the thing is Stranger Things took that hat from Ash Ketchum, but because they don't want to give Pokemon and Nintendo all their just dues, they gone ahead and took off the green arrow that makes it an Ash Ketchum hat, and now you're rocking it saying, oh, this is a Stranger Things hat, when in actuality, it is an Ash Ketchum hat from Pokemon. Boom. Full circle. Conspiracy constipation theory, and I love Lucci.
So you're saying that the Ash Ketchum hat was changed to become the Stranger Things hat.
Yep.
So that means they created something new but was inspired from the Ass Grab'em hat.
Exactly.
So it's different.
No,
you
it's not.
You argued your own self in a circle.
It is not different because, remember, Vanilla Ice,
Remember what?
Vanilla Ice.
What the hell is happening?
Vanilla Ice song did doom 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 doom. Not like the people he stole it from Under Pressure did doom 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 doom.
Oh, I see.
So even though it was different, it was same.
Yeah.
So copyright infringement, bitch.
Hey, did I mention we've got letters?
Lip, that's your cue.
Today we're visiting letter O.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Do you feel anything?
I'm not sure. Maybe the stuff is too old. Did I just say that sentence out loud?
We're stoned. Do you have any more of those pudding pops?
No, this is the last one, and it's mine.
Well, I want it, Dan. And if I have to, I swear to God, I'm going to rip your whole arm off to get it.
That would suck. Roseanne?
You were the most wonderful, beautiful, sexy, you know, thing. I really, really love you.
What?
I thought this stuff would make me feel younger. All I feel is old and tired and hungry.
Man, maybe this is how we got fat.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting over 79 different countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics all over the world, and I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Full Olympias.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sad dud.
For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on our Facebook Live. Like and follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Whoa. All right, today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Amazon Prime. I absolutely love my Prime membership. Used it again a couple of times. Got a couple of things that I ordered through Amazon Prime for an event that I'm producing coming up. Had to get some extra little pieces of data, like flash drives and all those things. Yeah. Ordered them right through Amazon. Amazon Prime got to my house in about 2 days. I absolutely love it. If you don't have Prime, you can sign up through the Prime banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And remember, you can use all of your Prime benefits at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, it's so damn easy, you'll smile when you get the box, and it is the best you've ever had. Amazon, proud partner to Fat Guy Radio Show. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey.
Melting Otka.
That's okay. Okay. I was like, is this instrumental to this? Because I was like,
I could use some time.
I was waiting for the whole intro for him to just come. Built in Africa, in Antarctica.
This is when he's calling out the hello, Francis. Hello, North
but it's
Dakota.
The same song, though.
Same exact song.
Yeah, where he's having tea with penguins and stuff, right?
Yeah, tea with penguins?
In Antarctica. Isn't that one of the lions?
Yeah. No, he doesn't have tea with penguins.
Oh.
Hey, we got
crumpets.
Crumpets. We got letters.
Actually want to read those?
No, because they're not going to be funny now.
Let's read them.
All right, we'll go
they
to...
They probably never were funny.
What they were is that they were a couple of questions. And people, if you want to email us, that's not a complaint. You can email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com.
Or you can send it old school and send it in the mailbox.
Yeah, P.O. Yeah. Box 41506.
All complaints into Ryan Scott at FocalPressRadio.com.
Oh, that would make Ryan cry.
Oh, it would.
We do have a letter. Let's go to our listener mail sack. Is that what we used to call it?
Yeah, the mail sack.
The mail sack. You can fill up our sack anytime you want.
Yeah, it's a mail sack.
It's hairy with filled
women allowed
letters. Women loud?
Women are allowed in the mail sack.
Oh, yeah. Dudes are too.
Dudes are definitely
Don't get allowed. That excited. Jesus,
well, because
down.
It's a mail sack.
Yeah, calm your tits.
Wow.
Somebody tweeted me and said, I like it when Corey says, calm your tees.
Calm your tees.
So I said it again. All right, letter number one. Mm. This one has a subject line that says, D-Tay got an unfair deal.
I got an unfair deal.
D-Tay got an unfair deal. Corey claims D-Tay was a non-existent roommate, but Corey was sick for most of his roommate tenure. I propose D-Tay move back in with Corey now that he has a new ass with Wi-Fi. Ricardo in Tucson, Arizona. Now, mind you, that email is about 3 months old.
Hey, but Ricardo know what he talking about.
But if Ricardo was listening, and maybe I shouldn't have pulled this letter, we actually addressed the fact that I gave you a reprieve for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you got to remember, an entirety of an ass takes like at least 2 months to really get to full par. And I was only there for a month.
You were there for 2 months.
No, I was only there for one.
Two.
No, because...
I think this is what Ricardo wanted. He wanted us to get into an argument again.
You know what? I'll give you 1.5.
Okay, physically there or the time that your stuff was at my house?
The time my stuff was there.
The time your stuff was there was 3.5 months.
Lies! Whoa.
All right, we got a new listener alert. Why does Corey hate marriage and what's behind the don't do the dirty until you turn 30? Alisa's from Avondale, Arizona. I don't hate marriage. I'm just not a proprietor of marriage because of everything that comes along with it. Yeah. I haven't met one married guy that says that I am so happily married. Normally dudes looking for their mom or dudes that are codependent.
Lip, which one do you fall under? Are you happily married?
Yeah.
See how long it took him to
codependency. Here's the thing. I'm not getting on my best friend. He knows where I stand.
I know.
But the don't do the dirty until you turn 30 was something that we came up with to tell people to stop having kids so damn early. The dirty is actually kids.
Yes.
I know that seems weird, but don't do the 30 until you turn 30 is because
kids are dirty.
They are.
They really are.
They're covered in fecal matter.
At least for the first 18 years of their lives.
Exactly.
And some even beyond that.
Yeah, exactly.
Lip's still dirty, and he's 40.
And he has 5 kids.
And he has 12 by the end of the show. But don't do the dirty until you turn 30 is behind me saying don't have kids until you're 30. That's not a high five moment. Don't have kids until you're 30 because I think that that's the really perfect age where you're done with college, you've gotten yourself a little bit established, and then you can have kids.
But what if you don't even go to college then? Is that just out the
window?
You
still are learning. Finding a career, you're building a job, finding a place to live.
If you don't go to college and you're 30, you at least made it to the manager position of your Pizza Hut.
Exactly.
Like,
or you're old enough to sell the liquor out of the Circle K convenience store that you work at for the last 3 years.
Exactly.
I think you're allowed to be 18.
Or the drug lord trusts you more.
Exactly. You won't get shot on location. That's great. I scouted for the new narco season.
Bingo, bingo. Next letter says, hi, Fat Guy Radio Show. I figured it out. Corey and Dite have commitment issues. There's no reason either one of them should be single. Yagoya. And wherever she didn't say where she was.
You know what? I'm going to agree with her, and I can tell you where the source of my commitment/trust issues stem. God.
Get ready for the Dr. Phil moment, kids.
Oatmeal raisin cookies.
She made you chocolate chip, and you thought it was oatmeal, and you ate it.
No, she made me oatmeal raisin cookies, which I detest, because you know I don't eat baked fruits.
That's true. Even though
I thought they were chocolate chip cookies.
Raisins are not technically fruits.
Then what the hell are they?
They're dried fruits.
It's still a fruit.
I'm still a fruit. Where is this argument going?
I'm just saying. I bit into the cookie thinking it was a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, you did.
Oatmeal chocolate chip cookies are freaking delicious. Oatmeal raisin cookies are like fruitcake. And that stuff is gross. And I bit into it, and now I don't trust women, men, numbers. They all lie.
Letters. Yeah.
Letters.
I will explain to you, I don't have commitment issues because I'm committed to my money, freedom, and creativity.
I'm committed to myself, damn it.
I'm committed to myself. Now, I have not...
Oh, I was a dump.
Was that really? I can't say damn now?
His pay is already going to be docked.
For the past 14 years.
But I don't have commitment issues, Yagoya. I've chosen the single life.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
I will live in sin, yo Gabby Gabby, Gabby Gifford. I will live in sin and have someone traipse around my house, but I am never going to give someone full, complete legal rights to tell me where to go, when to go, how to do it, how not to do it, and somebody that's going to bitch at me and then threaten, get in an argument with me and tell me that I got to go sleep at Lip's house. It'd be a cold day in hell before you put me out of my own house, bitch.
Right.
You better get to stepping if you that damn unhappy.
Right? And you ain't taking half.
You ain't taking half of nothing because what's mine is mine and what's yours will soon be mine because you probably broke, bitch. All right, I don't have commitment issues. I got women issues. Talk to my mama who sent me a text message earlier today that says, you know what? I listened to the Tony Perkins show. I'm going to start listening to that program. I have a show too, Mom. But then I thought about it. We don't let her listen.
No, exactly.
I think she likes it. I text her back. I said, you're going to love the Tony Perkins Show.
I think that's right up her alley.
Yeah, and Mona Martha off the Twitter, well, damn. I knew exactly what inflection she said with that tweet. Well, damn. All right, here's another one. Is there really nothing else to eat in Phoenix but Mexican food? I have a business trip there later this year. Can you make any recommendations or places to eat? Shannon in Denver, Colorado.
Waffle House?
So. Yo, hey.
Come on, Lip.
That's not a bad recommendation.
That's a horrible recommendation.
Waffle House is freaking delicious.
You want to? He got Waffle Houses where he's at?
You want to travel from Denver, Colorado to eat at a truck stop? Let's not forget that Waffle Houses are truck stops.
Okay, so Arizona does Mexican food right. You don't think we do it right?
Some places do.
I didn't say every place.
But we cheapify it more so than the boutique places that do it right.
Well, I'm just saying, like, don't go to Scottsdale to get Mexican food.
No.
Because they're gonna pop shop.
They're gonna exactly. They're gonna gringo that stuff up.
Gringo? Don't gringo up my gringo burrito.
Like,
my right? Green burrito is not supposed to be gringo.
My gringo burrito is, has got too much gringo.
I'm going to end this rumor right now. There is no such thing. I'll wait.
You should have waited when we started the...
There is no such thing as a deconstructed taco.
Gringo. I give me a lip at moments. We're having a moment right now. I look longingly into his eyes.
Gringo. I work with a bunch of kids, I swear.
Lip makes me so...
I think that's your daytime job too, right?
When Lip makes eye
contact... Hey, you can't say that!
Gringo! When Lip makes eye contact...
Mom, they won't let me speak!
Mom, the gringo!
Mom!
This is a stupid show.
I love how my mom always comes to the studio, but your mom's never do.
My mom is too busy listening to the Tony Perkins show.
And Liv's mom's making tacos.
All right. Where would you say, give her one recommendation.
Poodles. Macayos.
The ultimate worst place to get Mexican food. The worst.
No, okay. Go to Mr. Rito's Burrito on 14th Street and Garfield.
Okay. Mafamu chimes in
gotta
with...
Got it enchilada style, though.
Yes, get it enchilada style. If you don't get your burrito extra wet enchilada style, then you ain't doing it right.
I actually just had Rito burritos last week.
Burrito, Mr. Rito's is delicious.
I really like my burrito extra wet.
Oh yeah, I bet you do.
Just slip right off the chair. Martha Moo chimes in and she says, Commodore Guadalajara.
Oh, Guadalajara. I've been there one time.
I just like to say Guadalajara.
So, funny story about that place is Princess Dite was supposed to take me to that place.
God rest her bitchy soul.
She's in heaven now.
She's in hell. What are you talking about?
She's with my mom then.
Sorry,
I still love you.
No, I don't. Hell, fire, brimstone.
Steam coming up.
But, yeah, so we broke up and I had never had that place because we had broke up. And...
Jesus Christ. This story has a silver lining.
Then my friend finally took me to the place. Mm-hmm. Like after like a year of me and Princess Dite being broken up. And guess who I see at the restaurant?
Gringo.
Princess Dite.
With the gringo.
With the gringo, which was her sister. Martha, so it was more like a gringa.
Martha Moon wants to take us to, I've never been to Commodore Guadalajara.
We should go.
I think we should go. Let's go swoop up Martha Moon.
It's not in your neck of the woods.
Okay, I'm out. But, I already know what that means.
But
it's
not quite South Phoenix either. So
but
it's
ghetto enough.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll take my gun. We'll be good.
All right, let's do this last one here.
All right.
This is a riddle to Corey, Dite, and Philippius.
Okay.
Riddle me this. Boxers, briefs, or commando, beer or liquor, socks on or socks off, and Mary Kill and F, Andy Whitfield from Spartacus, Masashi Kishimoto, creator of Naruto, Alicia Keys, The Voice.
Oh.
Somebody is digging deep.
Wow, whoever wrote this, like, they know us.
They know the show.
I mean,
deep.
they got Naruto from me?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
I know, and Spartacus, that's us. That's us.
And then Alicia Keys is us, too. Lip, I don't even know what they put in for Lip.
I don't know. Nothing. All right, Lip, boxers, briefs, or commando?
Boxers.
Beer or liquor?
Beer.
Socks on or socks off?
Off.
During the...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And marry, kill, or F. You can just put them in any order. Andy Whitfield, Masashi Kishimoto.
I don't know any of them, so kill them all.
Oh, God.
Screw Pokemon. Got to catch them all. He wants to kill them all.
Right.
All right, DT. Boxers, briefs, or commando?
I wear boxer briefs. I'm difficult. I know.
Beer or liquor?
Beer.
Socks on or socks off?
Socks on. I need the traction.
Marry, kill, or F. Andy Whitfield, Spartacus. Masashi Kishimoto, creator of Naruto. Alicia Keys, The Voice.
All right. So I'm going to marry the creator of Naruto.
Okay.
Just because all that money's still coming in. I'm going to F Alicia Keys, and I'm going to kill Andy Whitfield just because he's already dead. God rest his soul. Oh. Sorry, man.
All right, are we up on a break?
Yes.
All right, let's go out to break on this one. All right, boxers, briefs, or commandos? Boxer briefs.
Oh, I mean, you're giving me crap for it.
I didn't give you crap.
Yeah. Psh.
Beer or liquor?
Liquor.
Socks on, socks off. Socks on all the time. I hate
it. I thought you liked licking him.
Sometimes I have one on and one off.
I get that lip. I get that joke, Liv.
Lick her?
He says it should be lick him. I said Roseanne, bitch!
Roseanne! The letter O. Oh.
He beat me to it. He beat me to it.
Little O?
The letter O.
Socks on, of course, because I hate feet. And Mary Kill and or F. I will...
I already know yours. Hold on. Can I say yours? Because I already know yours.
Okay. What do you think I'm going to say?
You're going to marry Alicia Keys. You're going to F Andy Whitfield. And you're going to kill the creator of Naruto.
You are absolutely incorrect, sir.
Skin man.
I am going to.
He's changing it up, folks.
No, I'm not. I'm going to marry Andy Whitfield.
Okay.
I'm going to kill Alicia Keys. And I'm going to F Masashi Kishimoto because he's Chinese and I want to know if our things are the same size. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side.
I hate you so much.
Thank you very much. All right, folks, that's it for this portion of the show. We'll start the real show after this. And Jim Amato gave a dining recommendation, In-N-Out Burger.
Wow.
Jim is in the East Coast. I don't think they have it out there.
Oh.
I don't think they have it out there.
No. Oh, well, it is a California-based.
It is.
So maybe not went that far.
Yeah, we might have to go to In-N-Out Burger after this, because I could definitely use some cheese ottery clogging burgers after this show.
And then you'll be in the ER.
I'm totally down.
I'll be in the ER.
Oh, actually, don't go to In-N-Out, because you don't have the money for a new butt.
Oh, God. I've already ordered one this year, and I think that my insurance only covers one a year. All right, at least it's got Wi-Fi. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. Fatnatics. It's your boy, Corey Blaze. Hey, you're doing a great job spreading the word about the show, but we want to empower you to do more. Introducing, for a limited time, the Fat Guy Radio Show Fat Box. This box is our free gift to you to use in spreading the word. Request your free Fat Guy Radio Show Fat Box today by emailing fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. And be sure to include your mailing address, and in a few days, your Fat Box will arrive at your door. In the Fat Box is your full arsenal needed to spread the word. The Fat Box is packed with club cards, pins, wristbands, and business cards. While supplies last, of course. The Fat Guy Radio Show Fat Box. Spread the word about the show in style. Email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com to get yours today.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany.
It's another wacky and zany show.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on fatguyradioshow.com.
Just a pose. See, Mafamoo, we pay attention.
Creep, creep.
Turn of loneliness. Give a little bit of that to Martha Moo.
Don't talk like we used to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it seems crazy.
Martha Moo, don't you start twerking, girl. Don't you start twerking. We played Gavin at the opening. Now we're giving Martha Moo some TLC.
I
started living love until the day he pushes me away. Never gone astray.
Oh, that's some old school TLC. Oh, man,
T-Boss had like the greatest voice. It was just like raspy.
I was young when they were, I was a lot younger and a lot more, I was more virile when they were hot. And man, I used to get it done on Left Eye.
You know what? Do you know who T-Boss just reminded me of right now? It's just like, I need some affection.
Who?
Have sex and relations.
Oh, no.
I can't do it. You do
it. No, no. I thought you were going to say that it looks like a smoker that was holding up the thing to
the
point.
She sounds like Mama Clump when Mama Clump was back in her singing days.
Back in her singing days. Yeah. Mama Clump don't sing now.
Nah.
Mm-mm. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target at Halloween. It's gearing up for Halloween. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Halloween is right around the corner. Target has specials on kids' costumes, adult costumes, and group costumes if all the people are the same size. Hosting a Halloween party, get your party favors and decor at Target through the Target banner on our website or at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. You can skip the aisles full of costumes laying all over the place because you know it gets a little messy around the Halloween time, and you can just order everything you want right through Target's banner on our website and then just skip the whole thing. You can still go to the store, head right over to the customer relations counter and have your items waiting for you, paid for, picked up, even if you are a busy parent. Someone tweeted me and said Target works for them to pick it up at the store. She orders it on Target through the Fat Guy Radio Show banner. Then her teenage daughter, when she's driving home from school, she just sends her to Target, to the Target store by her house. Everything's paid for. All she's got to do is give her name and pick up the items. Nice. And they're all waiting for her because she's a busy mom. I'm like, that's a perfect example of how Target shopping online can benefit you. Or you can order it directly and have it delivered to your house. Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target, expect more, pay less.
Yeah. Creep.
My mother really did text me and say that she liked the interview I did on Tony Perkins' show, and she fell in love with Tony and Gary.
Nice.
Yeah. Good. So and that show is spot on for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Perkins, spot on. Talked to Tony
just
the other day, actually. Matter of fact,
I believe it.
Yeah, he told me about his note on the corner.
It's a lot of noise.
Lots of noise. Well, how are we doing? Are we still streaming?
We were, and we are, and it's on and off. I had to restart it and
several times.
No, just once. I only restarted it once, and right now it's battling some noise.
Well, I understand.
Trying to go to the node. But it's that BER, that bit error rate.
I understand. It's hard for us to. Oh, seems like we have a phone call coming in. I think we let the phone studio ring what, two or three times?
Yeah.
Well, we'll let it ring one more time. Are you expecting a phone call?
I'm not. I know my Uncle Reggie's blowing me up though.
Is he blowing you up? Must be a big party in LA or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I meant to call his friend, but not me.
That's
but.
Four times. Maybe we should answer before it goes to voicemail. Go ahead, I'll get it. Hello.
I'm at a place in my life where
Hey, Kevin. Target on my it's back. Kevin Hart.
And because of that, I should make smart decisions.
Oh,
what? And recently, I didn't.
Okay, Kevin.
I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit up here and say that I am or claim to be in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
And I made a bad error in judgment and put myself in an environment.
We heard about
where
it.
Only bad things can happen, and they did.
Oh, wow.
And in doing that, I know that I'm going to hurt the people closest to me, who I've talked to and apologized to. Mm.
It's good you apologize, kids. Kevin. Yeah, yeah. Just air your grievances.
Moment.
Oh!
You know you're wrong.
Oh.
And there's no excuses for your wrong behavior.
Well, you can't cuss on the show.
At the end of the day, man, I just simply got to do better.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to also allow a person to have financial gain off of my mistakes. Mm-hmm. And in this particular situation, that's what was attempted.
Yeah.
I said I'd rather fess up to my mistakes.
Oh. Oh, I guess he will.
Whoa.
That was Kevin Hart calling the show.
Lit it up.
Wow.
Just straight
thanks,
out.
Thanks, Kevin. Now I got to edit for 2 hours.
Yeah. Thanks for dropping the S-bomb on there, Kevin.
I know, right?
I mean, Kevin, we heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard.
And who was the lady that wrote in and asked me why I don't want to get married or have commitment issues? That's the reason. Because you get yourself into situations like that.
See, see, but nah, Kevin's just at a point in his life where, you know, he has a target on his back. And
You know, that's what he said on the phone. He just called us right now.
Yeah, he said that. But I just know that, like, he didn't make good decisions.
No.
Yeah, put himself in a predicament.
He put himself there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the thing. The reason why I set this up, because we've talked a lot about Kevin Hart. We do the Kevin Hart bit.
No, she wasn't ready.
Can I just have that slide? I just want that.
You should also get the I need to do better.
Yeah, I need to do better. Here's the thing. This is a prime example of him getting so big and blowing so up. Everybody thought he was like, it was like the Chris Brown day when Chris Brown was so on top of the world. Mm-hmm. The moment he gave Rihanna five across the eyes with his keys in his hands, he then became Justin Bieber and that weird basketball player that keeps going and hanging out with the fat baby. Kim Jong-un. What's the basketball player?
Dennis
Rodman.
So like, all it, basketball player.
All it takes
baby.
Is one trip up, because I've said this before. I said it on the Tony Perkins show. We love to build someone up, but we love even more when they crash and burn.
Yeah, and we love to tear them down for
and,
it.
And here it is. Kevin Hart is not the first person to cheat on their wife.
Nah.
But because Kevin Hart was at the prime of his career when he decided to do this, and his wife, he's only been with her for a year, and he did a Philippians and put a baby in her again, he decides to go and do this because he felt untouchable. And now he has probably ruined himself, and the only time we're going to see him on TV is when he's going to do MTV appearances.
Now, hold up, I'll even do one better, though. What if he was white?
Oh, we wouldn't have heard about it.
Exactly. We wouldn't care.
No,
but because he's a black entertainer.
We wouldn't have heard about it because the white people know to go to AshleyMadison.com. Kevin Hart went to Craigslist. You see, that's the difference.
Well, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger had all those rape charges, allegedly. And we didn't say nothing about it.
No, we didn't.
I'm just saying, he had all these rape charges. He's still throwing footballs and everything, but we made my boy Mike Vick go to jail.
Oh, come
for
on.
Killing some dogs.
Why is that always the argument with his color is Mike Vick?
I'm just saying, we won't let Colin Kaepernick play in the game because he won't stand up for the national anthem, but we letting rapists go and play
now,
allegedly.
Now, Jim Amato makes a very good point on Twitter. He says, Kevin Hart ain't that big, he's tiny.
Hey, but he little and big at the same time.
He
though.
Must be little and big if he got a side.
Yeah, he had to pull that on the table and let her know.
Okay, but tell me this. Have you seen Kevin Hart's wife?
She bad.
She bad. What's wrong with him?
And she has Nerf wars with him in the house.
What the hell is wrong with him? You got Christy Teigen back at the house, and you going up to get Shaquita Bonita?
Hey, all I know is if John Legend ever cheats on Christy Teigen. Like,
kill him.
I'm going to his house and I'm killing him in this slit throat.
That's just
slit.
Stupid.
Like,
that
come
would be
on
just
now.
Kevin Hart's wife is bad. She is a fox. Oprah was a fox. And then she going to get all this surgery, all head, skin hanging off and looking all loose and everything. Oprah and Luther need to make their mind because I'm confused. Oh, wait, that was totally Nutty Professor.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what happened.
I was like, isn't Luther dead?
Luther dead. Oprah too. Here's the thing.
Oh, wow. 2016.
I don't understand. I don't. Kevin Hart felt he was untouchable. He was at the prime of his career. He had so many blockbuster movies where they locked him in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decides, I guess that's not enough for him. And it's doubly stupid because, number one, the girl, you knew the girl was going to put you on blast, bro. You can't do that. You at the prime of your career, and you think you're going to get a side piece that's going to keep it on the DL? No!
No.
Soon as you walked in the room, all she heard was cha-ching, Kev.
And I seen a video of her coming out and saying, all these people to say I'm like a prostitute or I'm a dancer, that's not true. I am an actress, and I have my own income. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Kev, why are you dating actresses,
yeah.
All right, any woman who says she's an actress and trying to sleep with a major star is trying to get in your movie, son.
Exactly.
Are you ready to give her a part? If you ain't ready to give her a part, then she gonna extort you.
She got cha-ching. And here's what he did. He tried to fend off the extortion by being the bigger man and coming out in front of it. The thing is, dude, you ain't been married that long. Is it old already?
Hey, I heard that this.
She ain't giving it up because she pregnant?
She probably ain't. But I heard that she said, you know what? I'm sticking by him. Side pieces is a part of the game.
Oh, she dumbass too. She was a side piece, that's why. She deserves
she,
it.
Hey, she, you know what? She was.
She needs,
no, maybe she was. At
one she, point. Needs, she needs to get the business from The Rock, and then she'll feel different about that. If she can get the business from The Rock, I'm sure that The Rock has got The Rock compared to Kevin Hart. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Kevin Hart, a little big at the same time. They say big things come in small packages.
Yeah,
they say big packages don't always end up with big wrappings. I'm just saying.
Just because he might be, quote,
ladies and
unquote,
gentlemen, I'm only 5'5". I'm lying. I'm not 5'5". I'm actually 5'8".
Me too. He might be a tripod.
Who, The Rock?
But no, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But The Rock is The Rock.
Yeah, but do you want to stick a rock up there? Like, it's all smooth and round and, like, jagged and, like,
I don't know.
Cutting things
so
up.
So she's okay with this? She's sticking by him and everything else? She's going to stick by him? She's going to wait it out?
Money.
Money make you do crazy things. And you know, if this was any other relationship,
she could be stigmatized.
It ain't even about that. It could be that. But if this was any other relationship, she would be outie 5,000. Wouldn't give him a flipping chance. That's just after a year? You gonna stick with him after a year?
They were dating longer than a year. They've only been married a year, but they've been dating longer than a year.
And what happens? Things change when you get married. I'm telling you, this is proof.
Side piece. She was a side piece before.
She was a side piece before?
Yeah.
So she already knew. Oh, she already knew the game.
She's like, it's okay.
Yeah, oh, so Papa was a rolling stone.
Yeah, wherever he pitched the stones was his home.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
No, wherever he pitched the stones was his home.
Wherever he pitched the stones was his, wherever he put stones. That's what was throwing me off the word, my pitch.
Bad. Yeah. I'm sorry, pitching woo.
You such a pitch. Kevin Hart, you busted, bruh. But then it seems like this is the thing to do, so he'll probably be in another movie with The Rock that they'll
he'll bounce back. It's gonna be called the side piece.
He'll be fine.
It's called Jumanji.
He'll be.
Oh fine. Yeah, they are in Jumanji together, aren't they?
Is he in Jumanji? The remake?
Yeah, the one where they I like how we all just.
I know that is
just
not the way that this show is supposed to go.
I don't even see the TV.
That's fine. I'm glad you don't. But then you also don't
say
Mrs.
Hart is a gold digger.
She take my money when I'm in need.
Yeah, she's a trifling
friend indeed. And she's a gold digger. Went uptown. That tricks on me. She take my money.
Yo, Corey. Oh. Yo. Corey, you know, Hov, Rock's in the building. I just want to say, why you coming on my man Kevin Hart like that, man? I mean, me and Yonce, you know, we good. I mean, Lemonade was about me cheating, but it's okay, though. I mean, we good now. Him and his girl, they're going to be good. They're going to be good. Hov, Rock in the building. Yeah.
You're right. I have no clue what that impersonation is, but I'm going to guess Kid Rock.
You're a jerk, bro.
Wow.
Who is it?
Yeah, I got you.
So he's gonna do the impression again. That none of it. Do you know who it is, Lip?
Yeah.
Yo.
Okay, Lip doesn't know. I don't know.
Yo, it's Hov.
What is this hand hanging? Hov.
I can't even think of Jay-Z.
Yeah, it's Hov. Hovey. Jay-Z, baby. You know me and Yonce. Yeah, Lemonade. Lemonade
who is
was
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Beehive. Oh. You know. Yeah.
Beehive. Are we getting honey? I don't understand what's happening.
Screw you, bro. That was a good.
Okay, now that I know who you were doing, I couldn't tell it out front.
Nah,
but you're right. It does sound like Jay-Z.
Screw you.
Jason Veezy.
Screw you. I'm done. I quit the show. I'm about to walk off again.
Okay, that worked last time as well. Here's the thing. I didn't know. I don't know the hip-hop star. I don't know Yonce. I didn't
my
know.
Kid, my kid's got that. My kid, Jim Amato got the Beyonce reference.
Off the
Facebook, Twitter.
Because Jim is smarter than me.
He's also got my title. Yeah, he's subscribing. He getting all the free stuff from Tidal. All the concert tickets. Hov.
Kevin Hart got busted. Oh,
I hate you guys. I hate you guys.
Did
so
I mention
much.
That we have letters?
Nah, I forget you guys.
There we are presenting.
I'm sorry. You didn't give me a heads up. You expected me. You said you were going to just pull it out.
I didn't get it.
I'm sorry.
No, screw you.
And how come it's a screw you moment? Because I didn't get it.
Because you're a jerk.
How am I? I
you're
didn't
a jerk.
Get it.
Give me your honest opinion.
Now that I know what it is.
No, no, give me your honest opinion.
No.
I want your honest opinion.
No, we're going to talk.
Go ahead, give me your honest opinion.
Okay, fine. We're going to talk about this after the
No, break. I don't want to hear it after the show. I want to hear it right now. Your honest opinion on the show right now.
Now that I know it was JVZ, Jason VZ of KTAR, I know who you were doing now. And he sounds great.
I hate you.
Hey, did you remember that? Remember that time that Kevin Hart called the show and cussed?
I remember.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a quick break, a little step back here, and on the other side of this, America's Got Talent finale happened last night.
Yeah.
I got a couple of points on that, and there's a I'm geeked for a return of a TV show.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm a little geeked about this. And maybe Taco Bell gives us something naked again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show. It's social.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an Apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Listen in your office.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Give me my baba. Give me my baba. I'll stub my toe. We got to fart. We got to fart. That's the wrong song. A lot of shaking going around. We like to fart. We like to fart.
Wow.
We like to fart. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Why you're tuning into this is because we're funny.
Or we depressed you.
Or we depressed the hell out of you, but you don't know until the end of the show. Hey, you, like many of you, ladies and gentlemen, many other shows, Lip, that I listen to, call their fans and listeners parasites, sucker fish, people that just take. We got a few of them too, because they're not buying the bonus show. It's monthly. It's less than a cup of coffee, and we show you our wings. What more do you want? I mean, do you understand the powerful camera that we have to use for you to see mine? I mean, you're talking microscopes that are able to see the backside of the moon powerful.
Yeah.
All on Afterbirth. Subscribe. Here's the thing. If you think it's too rough for you and you don't like it nasty, buy it and don't listen.
But still buy it.
But still buy it.
Just don't cancel.
Buy it.
Ever.
and never canceled. But see, it's $3. It comes out automatically through our partnership with Patreon. You won't even know the money is missing.
Exactly. And you can share with your friends.
You can don't share with your share the link with your friends.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You can share it with your friends.
And then get all your friends together and all of you can have a no listener party, but subscribe to it. That easy.
Make a no listener cake gluten free.
Afterburn gluten free is you buy it and never listen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or you can buy it, enjoy it, laugh your ass off, hear what we really think about certain things that we can't talk about on a regular show that we do on the Afterburn show. It's monthly. And when you do subscribe, you get access to the whole anthology of Afterburns.
Yes.
So you're not missing out. You can go back and listen to the ones that we did 2-3 months ago where it got extremely uncomfortable in here. I mean, so uncomfortable, I smoked a turkey afterwards. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn. Subscribe today. All right, welcome back to the show. America's Got Talent finale was last week. I've been all in, and my boy didn't win.
Of course.
Chase going.
Told you he wasn't.
I know, and I knew he wasn't in my heart of hearts, but then it kind of really sucked that he didn't even make it to the top five. He was gone after the first top five. But I think the reason why I really wanted him to win is because I've developed a man crush on Chase going.
You have man crush on many people.
I know, and they never come to fruition.
All he does is man crush on people.
That's all I can do.
Like, I was watching, and I was like, dang, Tyra Banks is looking good. And he was like, you know what, though, Simon Cowell?
No, not Simon.
Simon Cowell,
though? No, not Simon.
Simon Cowell, though? Howie Long?
No. Howie Long? Yeah. Howie Long is a football analyst.
I know. You like him.
He's not on The Voice. You are not going to wiggle out of that one. Howie Long.
America's Got Talent, not The Voice.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So Jesus. we both messed up.
All right. We're both screwed up.
All right. So back to Howie Long.
So Howie Long
Mandel.
Won The Voice last
week. Is it Mandel or Menzel?
It's Mandel.
Okay. Mandela.
Mandel. Chase Going didn't win.
No.
Neither did my second pick, which was
the robot dude.
The robot dancer guys. Yes. Yes. Hannah Merrick. He didn't win.
Hannah Montana?
He was gone before they even got to the finals.
What about the clown guy?
He was gone,
too. Oh, clown guy was gone before even live audition or the live shows.
Yeah. No, he didn't make it
to
the live shows. But everybody knows now.
Oh, and first of all, the clown dude, I don't know why he was even on that. He's a YouTuber.
He's a huge YouTuber.
Yeah, they do these... he's a sad clown from YouTube, mm-hmm. and he does all these covers. And he's part of this group that Jukebox, this YouTube group called Jukebox something. And they do a whole bunch of different old songs and new sounds, and then new songs and old contemporary sounds.
See, he was already a sensation. I don't know what he could have benefited from other than a million more YouTube followers.
That's about it.
But he was a huge sensation before he even made it to the show.
Yeah, so I was like, they better not let him win. I think that's probably why they kicked him off.
Now,
like,
I thought that America's Got Talent I thought it was going to come down to either the Evie Claire, whose dad died.
Okay.
Whose dad had cancer, and he made it to like one of our auditions.
Was she the burn victim?
She was not. No, that was.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, because
I feel bad now for saying that.
Mm. Well, no, because I feel even worse because I admit it to you that it's, I'm not going to say that because I'm going to get letters. I'm going to get so many letters, but she has a beautiful voice and a beautiful story and lovely shoes. Here's the thing. Why do you do this to me?
I didn't do anything to you.
You know I can't hold my opinion in. That's why I'm in this medium. All right. So Evie Claire's dad died. And when they announced this, the first thing that came to my mind is that I know that somewhere in the depths of America's Got Talent, there was some seedy executive producer that said, this is going to be a great story if he dies while she's in the competition. Mm. I know somebody had to say that, bro. Because that's ratings. She stole the show.
Yeah.
She stole the final performance with that most simplistic, powerful, emotional song. She stole the show because of the fact that her dad passed away.
Was it like was it similar to that girl on The Voice who whose dad had passed away and she sung a song for her dad and like broke down in the middle of her song?
It's the exact same thing. I know that there's a producer somewhere that milks this.
I feel like they just, they're like, okay.
They find people.
Yeah, they go out and they're like, okay. You got talent, but how messed up are you?
Exactly.
How's your home life?
And there were
you people, got cancer? All right, get on the show.
And there were people that were commenting on AGT's Facebook page saying, hey, I love the talent, but give me more talent. Keep your sob stories.
Right?
And it's true.
And it's not a knock on, like, I understand life happens and these people are human and they have life. But, like, now it's not me voting on your talent. Now I'm voting on your story.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to vote on your story. I want to vote on how good you are.
Exactly. So
like,
this
isn't America's Got Stories. Got Talent.
Who did you think was going to win it all?
America Got Stories? That might be a next.
Another Simon Cowell production.
Right? I thought that the ventriloquist singing girl was going to win because who doesn't like The Night of the Living Dummies? I'm just saying, Goosebumps was one hell of a book.
I thought it was going to come down to Evie Claire,
okay,
the daughter of the dead dad, and that little itty-bitty, small little loudmouth girl who keeps screaming, and everybody says those are amazing notes, but she was screaming. I thought it was
Is that the girl who says, in summer?
Yes. Yes. No, I don't know. I don't know what that you're 0-2 for impressions tonight.
No, she sings that song. She sung like In Summer from Frozen.
No.
Was that a couple of years ago?
That was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But Darcy Lynn, the ventriloquist, singing Ventriloquist One, and me and DJ were having this argument before the show started where I was surprised that she pulled it off.
I wasn't. And this is why.
But I understand your counter argument, though.
Okay. Why were you surprised?
I was surprised because I wasn't really paying attention to the actual talent that's behind what she does,
mm-hmm,
and how it's presented. It's unique and it's different. And then I was thinking that there were people that could do more, but then I was just shoehorning her. I wasn't paying attention to the fact that she didn't fit into a certain genre.
Yeah.
She was in a genre of her own.
She actually had talent. I mean, she had a show.
Yes.
Between her and her puppet before they even, like, started singing. And then she had the puppet sing while her lips did not move.
It was incredible.
And she was hitting notes. Like, she's singing with her mouth closed,
right,
as a puppet, with her hand stuck up a puppet's butt.
Yes.
And in the other hand, jerking them off with the stick.
Oh, wow. Evie Claire, we know what your Vegas show's going to be.
Sorry about that.
Here's the thing. She's only 12. We'll just skip over that part. Roller coaster, here we come.
Oh, jerks.
Off. Sorry. Sorry. We didn't mean to meet. Please send your complaints to the little fella at he quit the swim team. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's because he couldn't swim.
We didn't get into the fact that Lady K's got me wrapped around her finger, making me change my Twitter profile.
Okay.
We got one more.
I can't help it. No, but there's something on the other side of this break that I want to talk to DT about because it has to do with kids in school.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. Mona Martha says the clown just wanted his 15 minutes of fame. Margo off the Facebook says he just wanted exposure. I guess that, and they're talking about the sad clown.
Yeah.
He had an amazing voice, though.
Of course.
His gimmick was great.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hello. This Idni, Russian spy, here with a dangerous message for you. Go subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show, Afterburn Show. Yes, because if not, that's dangerous for you not to go subscribe. Your goats and children and your village, we take it all. We deserve the American dollars that you spend on the Afterburn Show. Go subscribe or we take your goats and children and your village and all your rice, because the rice is great. Go subscribe at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Don't make me find you and take your goats and your children and your rice. This Idni, I approve this message from the Russian company that I come from, because I'm a Russian spy. Thank you.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Why don't you ride? Why don't you ride?
Hello from Halo. That's Halo Cigs, a premier electronic cigarette offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company, providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco to e-cigs. I made the switch and it was easy. My choice of e-liquid is Sub-Zero, and my module of choice is the Triton Tank 2 system. See what PC Magazine calls the top-rated e-cig company 2 years in a row. Halo Cigs through the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Give it to Lady K, Martha Moo, Margo, Jim Amato, and Kyle Hay, and Plants and Bugs and Plants and Bugs.
Halo Cigs.
It's your boy. I'm giving Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby. Shout out to my girl.
Ah, screw you.
My finger slipped. I'm sorry. I meant to hit the Ray J.
Your fingers are fat. They got enough traction.
Fingers are fat. Everybody knows that. Mocha Cub Daniel Taylor.
Yes.
Question for you.
Answer for you.
There's a Santan Valley parents that are baffled by a Santan Valley's teacher's choice for discipline for their first grader in the classroom.
Okay.
They claim a teacher at Elmsworth Elementary School has the entire class accumulate lap tallies for bad behavior. No matter what happens in class, all students will walk or run laps outside in the sun. They find that they are baffled behind that. And I know that you deal with kids in your numbers job.
Yeah.
I have an opinion about this story, but I want to know what you feel or how you feel that these parents are complaining that their kids are being punished by running laps or getting lap tallies.
So at my numbers job, like a lot of teachers like to take away recess. That's what they do.
Right.
We discourage that with my numbers job. So we try to find alternatives for them to like get them off of punishment before they come out to recess, or like give them something to do during recess to where they're still active, but not necessarily having their free choice of play. If that makes sense.
That makes sense.
This lap tally, I honestly don't see anything wrong with it. Now, there are stipulations that go along with this lap tally. The first thing you said was walk or run. So they have a choice. They're not forced to run out in the heat like dogs. All right? Two, as long as we're giving them water breaks and they're going at their own pace, there is no danger out here.
Right.
I make my kids run all the time when they, like, we have set games that I'm ready for them to play. If they don't want to listen and whatnot, we'll run. Do a lap, get some water, come back out. Y'all ready? Nope. Run again. Do a lap, come back. And I always tell them, beat Coach Daniel. If you guys beat Coach Daniel, we can stop.
Okay.
And I literally, like, jog on, like, the slowest pace possible.
So you're out there with them?
I'm out there with them. I run my laps with my kids.
So this is my take on this. This is the pussification of these kids once again.
Yes. It's not even the kids. The kids are complaining about this. It's the parents.
I know. And this is them coddling these sons of bitches. And when they grow up and this world is upside down and Kanye's president because your punk ass kid that didn't want to run and voted his ass in the office, you're going to sit back and say, what happened to the world?
I had a kid. I had a first grade girl one year tell me, I'm not playing these games. It's way too hot. I'm going to tell my mom. I looked her dead in her face. I said, you can tell your mom, but you are going to play these games. And you can tell her I made you play these games because this is my class and you cannot choose whether or not you're not going to do your assignment in class.
Exactly.
Without a consequence.
This goes back to why you don't do the dirty until you turn 30. Because we got all these little young ass punk ass parents out here having punk ass little kids thinking that they're going to make the front news or get a trending story on social media when they stand up to their teachers. But what they're really doing is just ruining our future.
Yeah. That's exactly what they're doing. Because, hey, I remember one time my little badass cousin, we was in school together in the fourth grade, and he looked up at the teacher and he said, if you make me do this, I'm going to tell my mom. You know what that teacher looked at him? Her name was Miss Deborah Gebhardt. She looked down at Buster. That's what his name was. My cousin's name was Buster. She looked down at Buster and she says, you going to tell your, you going to tell what? I'm going to tell my mama. And that's what Buster said. She says, you know what? I'm going to dial the phone for your ass.
But you going to do this.
But you going to do this. And you know what? He did it. Because the teachers back then had balls and gruff. And they got support from the parents. We didn't took all of the support and all the power from these kids, from these parents, because we are too afraid that our kids' feelings, your feelings need to be hurt.
Yeah. And that's the thing, though. It's like,
these
kids ain't learning nothing because the teachers are afraid of losing their job. Because
afraid.
The parents take the kids' side the whole time. These are kids. Kids are lying and manipulative.
Exactly.
And they need structure.
I got it.
And the parents are fighting the teachers like, my kid can't do no wrong. That's a lie. Your kid's lying to your face. What the hell wrong with you?
They show it. Here's the thing. We have stripped them of all of their power. Our parents are afraid. The teachers are afraid to teach.
They really are.
And then we wonder why they grow up and they're just going to become dependents.
If you want to know who the best teachers are at the school, look at the mean teachers.
The ones that break the rules.
All the kids love the mean teacher. Why? Because they give them that tough love and they give them that structure that they need.
Yep.
Yeah, they mean they hate them when they're in the class, but when they leave, they're like, yo, you were the best teacher I've ever had because you really made me do what I needed to do.
Do you know how many teachers I've gone back to and thank them for beating my ass? Do you know how many teachers I've gone back? Yeah,
I was a bad kid.
I was a bad little.
And that was a lot of ass to beat.
I wasn't bad. I was just smart, and I wouldn't shut the hell up. That was my problem.
That was
in school.
Me. That was
I was
me.
Smart, and I wouldn't shut the hell up.
That was me. I used to get in trouble for being a little smart.
But they need these are kids. I got into an argument. This is what I was going to say. I got into an argument, unfortunately, and I had to delete my comments because I was one of those guys. There was a. And you got to preach detail from Lady K off the Twitter.
Thank you.
I was one of those guys that there was a hot topic of a kids protesting on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I remember the North High kids.
This was something else. This was something else where these are kid, little baby sports peewee footballers.
Okay.
Doing the Kaepernick.
Okay.
Okay. And I got into it with a couple of people on Facebook, and I felt bad because I'm like, I bitch about those people, and I became one of those people. But my argument was, the precipice behind my argument was, we got to let kids be kids. And I even went scientific on them. A kid's frontal lobe of their brain is not fully developed.
Yeah.
They are kneeling because they're doing something because they've either seen somebody else do it, and they're most likely imitating them. They don't understand the full gamut behind it. We need to allow kids to just freaking be kids and not get behind them and breed something that they don't fully comprehend. And it's not because your kid is dumb. It's just scientifically your kid's brain is not developed.
Yeah.
It's that simple. So let the kids be. When we went to school, we went to school. And I made this comment too. I says, when did school stop being about going and getting educated and being about going and making your point and making a stance? That's not to be happening in school. Take your punk ass there and learn something. Open up a book or something, you punk son of a bitch. Stop trying to give me your political views of your parents. Do that on your own time.
Did I ever tell you the story when I saw...
Not in the damn school.
I had a teacher...
Man, piss me off. I'm mad now. Mad
as hell. With a fifth grader about why Hillary Clinton should not be president.
Nobody cares about what you think Hillary Clinton should be president. You in the fifth grade, shut your ass up.
Exactly.
Go call
my thing is why the teacher's arguing with the kids about the political views.
Bro,
I'm going to need you to sit all the way down.
Yeah.
Sit all the way down. That is a kid. They can't even vote. What they say don't even matter right now. You go make your vote. He voted for Trump, just so you know.
Oh,
but
you can touch that level anytime you want over their lip. I know you're riveted by this raging.
But I'm just saying, like, why are we like? Don't be yelling with the kids over like political views.
Now,
like,
who was this dumbass teacher that argued with a fifth grader?
Just some dumb teacher.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm gonna say dumbass. You said dumbass like four times.
No, I thought you were gonna say something else.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, teacher shouldn't be arguing with a fifth grader. That's a child.
Exactly.
You thump them on their forehead and tell them to go crayon something.
No, you don't do that.
Yes, but you do.
No, you don't do that.
You know how many times I got thumped in the head when I was a kid?
That was a different time.
I got bust over the back with a book.
I'm literally not allowed to touch my kids with a high. I'm only allowed to touch my kids with a high five.
Well, your hand might need to slip a couple of times with some of them knotheads.
Now, what I do is I say, hey, you want to play basketball?
And just bust them in the face?
No. And I pack the heck out of them to where the ball hits them in the head.
That's what
I mean,
you
no,
do.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
I play dodgeball.
You know what?
I aim for their heads. I'm just playing. No, I don't do that.
I'm
going
to become a teacher.
I just kick the hell out of them. I don't kick them.
I'm going to become a teacher. And there's going to be when I become a teacher, there's going to be so many kids that come up missing. I'm going to be tiny little ass up and throw them in the trunk of the car.
You know what my favorite game is?
Go look at me and say, you going
to
why Hillary Clinton should be president. I don't give a damn why you think Hillary Clinton. You can't even vote. Spell vote, bitch. Spell it. Sit your little ass down and color something. Crayon. Pull a booger out of your nose and wipe it on the girl. That's what you're supposed to be doing in school. We don't care about your damn political views in school. You in school, learn something. What's 2 + 2? 6? You don't know because you're too
22.
Busy. You too busy politicizing in the damn school. Calm your ass down. Calm your tits. You little ass. And that's why your mama don't know who your daddy is. What? I'm sorry. I got angry. Oh, I lost control, clearly.
Now,
you went
a whole full spectrum. You were mad at the school, then you got mad at the parents, now you're mad at the kids.
I'm mad at everybody. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Just tear all the schools down and kill everybody. What?
Hey, that's what Governor Ducey wants to do. Just tear them down, build more jails. Why not? The parents ain't bitching about what's happening in jail.
Apparently, some of these schools are giving kids solitary confinement.
Oh, I'm good with that.
And I'm like, and people are mad about it. They're like, oh, no, you can't confine these kids to themselves for the day.
Do you know how many times I was put in the corner by myself? I couldn't even fit in the corner.
These kids are disrupting other people's learning by being distracted and whatnot. Take them out of the classroom, put them in a classroom by themselves. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I mean, hell, they need to be focusing on the real issues. Toys R Us is filing bankruptcy.
Yeah,
what's important.
I just saw a Toys R Us truck today.
The toys are going
away.
Didn't even
know they had those.
You protested and the toys going away. Play a video game or something.
Going to the Islands of Misfits.
Go watch some porn. What? I'm sorry. Is that too far?
That was way too far.
I apologize.
I'm going to lose my job if any of my teachers hear this.
I mean, you have to be really, no, you won't. We got laws that protect us, brother. We're broadcasters.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. I know Lip is an intern. Is the show over?
That's what that means.
Shut the hell up.
Oh, now he want to do his job.
Now he want to do his job.
He ain't saying not a word since the letter O. Now he want to do his job.
I said Roseanne, bitch. I was really excited because they're going to build a new IKEA in Glendale, but I guess we can't talk about that. Lip says the show's over.
It is.
And you know what Lip is saying right now? Well, your bitch had me after the show that the show went 90 minutes and then you'd be mad and everything else. Here's my point, my final point.
All right.
Let the kids be the kids. Adults be the adults. The kids, my grandma used to say it all the time. Kid needs to stay in the kid's place. Kid's place ain't in politics. I don't give a damn what your view is. You don't even know how to spell Kaepernick. There ain't no reason for you to be taking no damn knee.
Shoot, I can't even spell Kaepernick.
Hell, adults can't even spell Kaepernick. Adults can't even sing with their mouth open, but Darcy can sing with her mouth closed and a hand up a puppet's ass. That's what you call. And you know why she was able to do that? Because Darcy was paying attention in school. She wasn't out there protesting, and the parents weren't saying, don't make my kid. You know what? All you parents, all you little summer bitches, y'all get lap tallies. Everybody gets them. You get a lap tally. You get a lap tally. You get a lap tally.
Everybody gets a lap tally.
This show is stupid. Thanks for laughing, Lip, you son of a bitch.
I hate him so much.
I do, too.
He gets double lap tallies.
Let's give him a lap tally. And you get to stand in the corner after the show, Lip.
Solitary confinement.
Solitary confinement.
Behind the board.
I said,
by yourself.
By yourself.
No one else.
No underwear.
What? One pillowcase.
What?
Boxes. No briefs.
We're
going to make you wear socks when you have sex.
We're going to put a roll of quarter in socks and then beat you with it. What? I'm sorry. I regress.
You got to drink liquor now.
I regress to my childhood. And you got to have sex with your socks on.
We gonna beat you with socks filled with doorknobs.
And you gotta go commando for 3 weeks.
I'm gonna beat you with a sack full of nickels.
And you
not in a good way.
And you can't bathe.
We gonna shave your beard. And not the one on your face.
My apologies to Justin Bieber. He was too busy protesting with the fourth graders. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime. That two-day shipping comes with more than you realize. Get started today by clicking the special banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com. Because sometimes we'll do letters.
Yeah.
Or send us a gift. We love surprises. To Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Bye-bye.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sad dog.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you, what's it all about? Get your first grader to protest outside the playground gym and say they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week for hopefully another flawless Fat Guy Radio Show stream on Facebook. See you at the top.
Bye-bye. Hello. It's your boy.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.